Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of Saints Simon and Jude, Apostles, October 28th. Today's theme, saintliness is in our DNA. You and I are brothers and sisters, members of the same household. We belong to a growing family that includes all the saints in heaven, as well as the unfinished saints who still live on earth. In today's first reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, St. Paul says that we form a building, the church, the foundation of which is the apostles and prophets. The capstone is Jesus, and he holds us all together. In our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, we see Jesus discerning which of his disciples should be trained as future leaders of the church. Today we celebrate the sainthood of two of them. Simon, who was called a zealot because he was zealous about obeying both Jewish law and Canaanite law, and Jude, or Judas, the son of James and a relative of Jesus. Jude is our brother in desperate situations. In his New Testament letter, he stressed that we must persevere in difficulties. Yet Jude told Jesus at the Last Supper that he should show himself to the whole world after his resurrection. How much easier the apostles' work would have been if Jesus had made public appearances after conquering death. Think of someone you've been praying for, someone you've been trying to convince to come to Mass, or someone who refuses to repent of sinful behavior. Wouldn't it be great if Jesus appeared to them and spoke directly to them? How much easier your ministry to them would be. St. Jude knows how to help us persevere in the difficulties that come from caring and evangelizing. Simon is the brother of those who find security in legalistic observances of church and civil laws. His saintliness increased when he learned from Jesus that the highest law is the law of love. As he listened to Jesus and observed his behavior, his understanding of obedience expanded. When we forget that all church laws were made to benefit us, not enslave us, St. Simon knows how to help us get our priorities right. The saints in heaven are available to help us in our earthly lives because we belong to the same family, united and enlivened by Jesus. Jesus is the blood that flows through the family tree. Cardinal José Sereva Martins, who served as prefect of the Congregation for Sainthood Causes from 1998 to 2008, said, "Holiness belongs to the very nature of the church, to its DNA." In other words, we all have saintliness in our DNA. Only a few are called to such heroic sainthood that they're canonized as examples of holiness. However, according to Scripture, a saint is anyone who's a member of the household of God. Yes, that means that you too are a saint. You were made holy by the Holy Spirit when you were baptized. You and I are unfinished saints, but sainthood is in our DNA. We grow more and more into our true nature as we learn to live according to our baptismal likeness of the Divine Father.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.